Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Megan Allen, who is running for the District 5 director seat on the Highland School Board. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I work at the University of Iowa as the College of Engineering Registrar. I've been in that position since 2004, and with that I worked with admissions, and I work with making sure all the students graduate and meeting their degree requirements. But I also have done advising, ran their tutoring program for a while, and have worked my way up. And there, I have three children within the district. There's a sophomore, a freshman, and a sixth grader this year, and they are all at the Highland Schools. My oldest is on the autism spectrum, so we've been in the district working with them since he was two. He started early intervention with the district on that part. So we're just going on through, adventuring through the school. So we're busy with ball and playing different athletics in regards to that.
What has been your involvement in the Highland District so far?
Throughout my time, I've been involved in the Riverside ESO, which is now the Highland ESO. I was very involved in that for many years. I volunteer wherever I can within the district. I try to be an active participant because I just want to set the example for my kids to know that we should support our schools and we should be there. I do get involved in it. It provides us a different avenue or a different look to maybe understanding how people operate or why they do the things they do or why they think the way they think. And so it's allowed me to do that, and it's allowed me to connect up with the teachers and understand how they operate. So I volunteer a lot. I just think that's an easy way to get involved in the school throughout my time here. The time frame, I was on the school board for a couple of years before they redistricted, and then I was voted out by Laura Temple, so now that's why I'm running again.
What made you decide to run for the school board back then?
Basically because I wanted to understand more of exactly what the school district did. I figured I could either stand on the sidelines and complain about things, or I could put myself at the table and actually do something. And so back then, when I was dealing with my son and his special education needs, that was one of the reasons that I was driven to go on to the school board, just to get a better advance into that program at that time.
What made you decide to run for election again?
Again, I do think I need to stand up, sit at the table, instead of standing on the sidelines and complaining. But even though I wasn't on the school board, I was going through whatever my kids were doing and everything, I was aware, and I researched all the time when we were discussing different changes or possibilities with the school district, whether we go to a central site or non-central site. And the financial part was killing me in the sense that I just wasn't understanding why we were not looking at big picture, thinking long term. I felt like we were going for short term. And so that was one of the reasons that drove me to do that. And also, I just feel like there's better ways that we can implement some communication, looking into different programs that might give us some access to our students. I mean, we are a small district, but we're a powerful district. And we have really strong communities in the area between Riverside and Ainsworth. Strength in numbers of the people, they've always come together. And so I just think, we're missing out because we either have our own side goals or we're just not thinking outside of the box anymore.
What are some goals that you have for the board and the district if elected to the school board?
Well, if I'm elected to the school board, I definitely want to work on communication. I think that has been a missing step all along the way. There's lots of events that people are missing out on or unaware of because it's just not in a place where people look at, or it's not thought about to be provided in a place where we would look at. I realize the website's been updated and it's improving, but going by word of mouth is just not going to suffice for parents today. And so that's one thing I would really like to work on. The other part is the financial. I still see that we're going to be struggling in the next couple of years. Either towns are booming with growth at the moment, and so we do have to think strategically on how we can best grow together and make the most of it and come together and make sure that our budget maintains so that we can continue to have a school district in 5, 10, 15 years.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Megan Allen, who is running for the District 5 seat on the Highland School Board September 12th. You can find other Highland candidate interviews at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.